Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I talked to an NFL exec last night, very well connected. And this is a keep your head in a swivel, Aaron Rodgers. I'm told the Steelers really like Jalen Milroe. 21st pick, first round. So if Aaron signs with Pittsburgh, it's going to become Kirk Cousins. They're taking a quarterback. Because I've been told the Steelers, they're looking around at all these AFC quarterbacks, and Milroe is the most athletically gifted guy to come out of this draft at that position since Lamar Jackson, and they feel as an organization they need special.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, 50 years in the South Hills. I'm live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Love this place. Love Gary Bowser and the team here. Malzi is sick. Donnie did the midday show. We got Charlie back at Mission Command. Colin Cowherd, man, did that make the rounds on Twitter, what he said about Jalen Milroe. I remember I put that out before the Senior Bowl. Jalen Milroe, Steelers had scouts who loved the guy. And so, hey, what the scouts see when they're working the college football season, and then what Mike Tomlin wants or sees once he puts the tape on and when he goes and meets with these guys, two different things. And Tomlin's opinion is going to win out because he's Mike Tomlin and he's Mr. Know-It-All and he's the king of the Steelers fiefdom. But there are people, make no mistake about it, who love Milroe and they like the athleticism. And they probably went to Tomlin too and said, look, I mean, this is your overall vision for a quarterback big picture. This is the kind of guy you want. Now, needs a lot of refinement and a lot of work, and I don't trust the Steelers to do it, but I like Cowherd. I don't have really a relationship with him. I'd like to have one. Not really sure why I don't, to be honest with you, given some of our mutual friends, but I don't doubt that for a second. You know, Colin will throw some things out there. He'll see where it lands, but on that one, I think he's onto something. Mike DeFabo, who's going to join us at 3:30. Mike and I have had our battles. Mike and I have had our wars with each other. I like Mike, though. And Mike is on a bit of a heater here. He's had some breaking news lately. And he had a report today, the first one to report it, from the Steelers beat. So if we were doing Steelers beat writer power rankings, he would be making a big climb here. He put out there that Jackson Dart, who's having his pro day today, that the Steelers are bringing him next month in for a personal visit. So if you're keeping score at home on this, you've got the Steelers at Will Howard's pro day. You've got them eating dinner with Jalen Milroe down in Tuscaloosa. And now you have them bringing Jackson Dart to them. And today at Dart's pro day, Andy Weidel was there. So Weidel's the guy that puts together the draft board. He ranks the players, and then it's up to Mike on how they draft them. So think about this. It's like if you do a fantasy draft, okay, who's listing the players? Who's putting them in order? Who's doing all that? Is it Yahoo? Is it ESPN? Is it CBS? Is it my buddy Dave Richard from CBS? Who's doing it? Is it whatever the hell the guy is from NBC, Matthew Berry, I think his name. He's another one of these fantasy Knicks. Andy Weidel does the drafts. And so he's the guy that is taking in Jackson Dart firsthand right now. Now, Adam Crowley this morning had a bit of news that's gone viral. How about that? Shout out to Crowley. When Crowley's not doing very powerful zins, Charlie, do you pop Zins? Are you a Zin guy?
I am not. Never have, never will.
He puts in like the extra strength, like the ones you get in Europe, like black market Zin.
There was one time we had an intern here, and Crowley offered him a Zin, and the kid was like, oh, yeah, sure, trying to be cool, never did one before, and he was not feeling good the rest of the day.
Was it intern Dom?
It was not intern Dom. That I can confirm.
Okay. Well, anyways, he does very powerful Zin because he has a addictive personality. And he said today that Jackson Dart, he was texted by someone in the know that around the NFL and NFL circles, there's a belief that if Dart is there at 21, the Steelers will take him. Now, I don't think it was Starkey playing a joke on Crowley as Will and Wilmer Ding or Glenn from Glenn Willard or something ridiculous like that. Crowley didn't couch it as a joke. He said it seriously, and I trust Adam, and I like Adam. I think he's got a very bright present and exciting future here at the radio station. So as far as this situation goes, I'm going to just put my plums on the table here and tell you how I feel about it. And I get it. You know, there's probably in your mind, if you know me and you've heard the show, maybe there's a little bit of, well, buyer beware because of how vociferous I was in my advocation and defense of Kenny Pickett and how badly I wanted the Steelers to take Pickett. It came to fruition, and I was convinced that Pickett was going to be good, and clearly he was not here. So, yeah, there is a little bit of once bitten, twice shy, but I'm not against drafting a quarterback. I'm against and I'm afraid of overdrafting one. That's what freaks me out. So if the Steelers are doing their homework on Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe and Will Howard, because they're sitting there thinking, if one of these guys pops up in the third or fourth round, we've got to have a book on them. We've got to have intel on them to make an informed decision on whether or not they're worthy of taking with one of those picks. Then I'm all for it. Like, to me, that's a half measure. I get it. But when you are in the wilderness, when you are surrounded by darkness and big giant oak trees and briar patches and animals making weird noises at night, and you have no clue where you're going at quarterback, you can, in my opinion, afford to do something like that. And the success rate on the middle round quarterbacks, there are not a lot of Russell Wilsons. There's not a ton of Dak Prescotts. There aren't many Kirk Cousins. But there you go. I just named three who were picked in that range. One went on to win a Super Bowl, and the other two have made a whole lot of money, to quote Antonio Brown. So those guys, like, I would take in their prime any of those three quarterbacks that I just named to be the Steelers quarterback right now. Clearly, Wilson is not in his prime anymore. That's why he's often playing for the Giants now. But I'm saying, if you get something like that, you hit on one of those guys there, that's an amazing pick. I don't trust the Steelers to draft and develop, but I will allow for them as a fan. I will give them my support, and I will agree that using one of those, those are not make or break picks. You obviously want to hit on your second, third, and even fourth round picks. But at that point, the risk reward, I think, is worth it. What I don't like hearing is what Cowherd said and what Crowley said. Yes, if you don't have a quarterback, you're screwed. But you get really, really screwed when you start to take second or third round quarterbacks with the 21st pick. And that's definitely Jalen Milroe. And that's probably Jackson Dart. Like, this is just me talking. This is just a guy, again, who got Kenny Pickett wrong. So, you know, you can tar and feather me proverbially until the cows come home, if you want to. So, if you never want to take my advice on a quarterback again because I got one guy wrong, well, then so be it. But just for me, I would rather take a shot on someone who has, I think, a couple of elite skills like Milroe than take someone like Dart, who was a good player but not a great player in the SEC. Like this idea, well, he was a good quarterback in the best conference in America. That got us in trouble with Jarvis Jones. Remember him? Oh, he dominated at Georgia. Okay, well, oh, Najee Harris, he dominated at Alabama. Yeah, because he had an offensive line that was better than the Steelers' line blocking for him. So if this is where this is moving, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is connected to all this too, and it's 3:05 today, and we haven't mentioned Aaron Rodgers one time. And we'll get to him. Cabali's going to join us later this hour. And DeFabo's going to be on in 25 minutes. I cannot endorse taking Dart or Milroe with the 21st pick. In fact, while I was driving out here to beautiful Studio B, Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, I heard a very smart reporter. His name's Joe Smeltzer. He covers Penn State. He was at Penn State's Pro Day, and he was on with Donnie. And they were talking about the two great prospects who I love from Penn State, Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren. And neither one of them worked out today in State College. They were just watching. And Donnie asked Smeltzer a great question. He said, well, what happens in the draft if Tyler Warren starts to fall? And Smeltzer said, I would not take, if I'm the Steelers, he put himself in Mike Tomlin's shoes. He said, I would not take Tyler Warren with the 21st pick. I respectfully disagree with that. I couldn't actually respectfully disagree with that more. I would much rather the Steelers take a top 10 talent in the draft, regardless of what position he plays or Steelers' position of need. If there is a surefire great player who falls to them, take him rather than reach on the position you've been chasing since Ben Roethlisberger retired. It's that thinking of taking the great player who falls. That's how they got David DeCastro. That's how they got one of the great guards in Steelers history. So, hey, this is going to be a debate. I think almost regardless, you heard Cowherd say it. He thinks it's a Kirk Cousins situation. He thinks they're going to get Aaron Rodgers and still draft the quarterback. So this discussion ain't going anywhere. Buckle up, put your big boy pants on, and get ready to have an opinion on this for the next month. Because every show in America is going to talk about this. Where should the Steelers draft the quarterback? And my opinion right now is, as it becomes clear that the Steelers are scouting quarterbacks, whining and dining quarterbacks and getting to know quarterbacks, that they want one from this draft. I am adamantly against them taking Dart or Milroe in the first round. Dart is the more interesting one and the more debatable one. I haven't heard anybody say draft Milroe 21st. Dart is a different story. And I want to know where you come down on that. I'm thumbs down on the idea, and I want to know where you are at 412-928-9370. I'm not asking you to tell me that you've watched every Dart game. I'm not going to shame you if you don't know much about the guy. I'm just asking you a very basic question. Do you want the Steelers to take a quarterback with the 21st pick? Yes or no? And I'd love for you to call in right now and give me an opinion on that at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So Dart's going to be here next month. We'll see if we can pin down a date from Mike DeFabo and ask him how serious he thinks the Steelers are when it comes to taking a quarterback early in this draft. Charlie has a headline, and we're right back on The Fan. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for more than 50 years. Happy Friday, everybody. Pirates 0-1. Got a lot of feedback on my opening rant to the show. I was not in a great mood about yesterday's game. You can go back and listen to that on our podcast page. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't I hadn't talked myself into. I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid and thinking that this team was going to win 85 games. I came to an awakening a couple of weeks ago where I just looked at their roster and I said, what am I doing thinking that they're going to compete in this division? And then someone inside the Pirates organization laid a few more things out for me, and I'm like, nope, not sold. And then the cherry on top was the Jared Jones injury. Not going to touch a baseball for 6 weeks. Jackson Dart to the Steelers. I mean, more and more, Joe Starkey's Steelers fantasy could be coming true. Andy Weidel down at Ole Miss for his pro day today. He's coming to town next month for a visit with the Steelers to meet Mike Tomlin and the gang, according to Mike DeFabo, who's going to join us in 15 minutes. And Colin Cowherd yesterday saying, don't rule out Jalen Milroe in the first round. So now there's legitimate buzz that the Steelers could pull the trigger at 21 on another quarterback and make it their second quarterback drafted in the last four drafts. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to your phone calls here on it. Charlie Borges setting things up for us. Let's begin with Luke in Greensburg. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep, you bet, Luke.
Yeah, so right now my feelings are I don't want us to draft a quarterback in this draft, especially not in the first round. Maybe grab a late pick and just hope for the best. But if you draft a guy like Jackson Dart, and who knows, he could pan out. But we're not in a place right now with our current roster. We need D-line. We need cornerbacks. We don't have a good roster. We're not a quarterback away right now. I'd like to build the roster this year, possibly next year.
So then you don't want Aaron Rodgers then. If you think they're not a quarterback away, then you must be adamantly against bringing in a 41-year-old quarterback to run things.
No, I would not like to have Aaron Rodgers. However, I do think it'd be interesting. But no, I don't want Aaron Rodgers.
All right, thank you. I mean, interesting in that he might butt heads with Mike Tomlin and he might go on McAfee's show and expose some of Mike Tomlin's coaching faults and weaknesses. That would be cool. Here is Ian next. Hello, Ian.
How's it going? As far as that Aaron Rodgers thing, I don't see how one affects the other there, because one is free agency is practically dried up. So if you go and bring in, you know, a 49-year-old, you know, guy living in a cave for a one-year $20 million deal, it doesn't affect your draft stock. But as far as drafting a quarterback, you know, you can reach for a quarterback as long as you feel like the ceiling is very high. And I just don't feel that way about Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe. But I've heard comps for Jalen Milroe that you might be looking at something like, you know, what's his name from the Eagles. And so if you find out that that's the case, like, I don't mind taking a second-round flyer on him. But don't set your franchise back.
You don't have a second-round pick.
Well, yeah, third-round pick. But I'm saying don't waste a first-round pick on a guy that you're not confident can come out and play better than even a guy like Mason Rudolph. I mean, I know Mason Rudolph's not the best, but the guy has NFL experience, you know? So
Jalen Milroe, thanks. Jalen Milroe, thanks, Ian. Jalen Milroe's situation, I said Jalen Milroe three times here. I'm like a broken record. Jalen Milroe said it a fourth time.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. He's like Dan Marino his last year at Pitt. Now, I'm not comparing the two quarterbacks' styles or ceiling or future. Dan Marino's last year at Pitt was not good. And that was part of the reason why his draft stock was negatively affected and why he went so low in the first round. There are also whispers about his social life and things like that. If you've ever watched that great 30 for 30 on the 83 draft, that all comes out. He's a big part. That was a phenomenal documentary by the NFL and by ESPN. But it's the same thing where the penultimate college season was better than the final one. If Jalen Milroe had come out of college after Nick Saban's swan song when they lost to Michigan, now he made a bad play at the end of the Michigan game at the goal line, but given the way he ran at the combine, or not the combine, at his pro day, the athleticism he showed, he probably would be a first-round pick. He had a horrible year in a new offense with a new head coach, and there weren't as many weapons around him. So it is actually a buy-low opportunity, but you're not getting a bargain if you take him with the 21st pick. So I'd be fine with taking him in the third round, but I'd also remain very skeptical because I don't trust the Steelers' plans. I don't trust them. I crushed the Pirates at the beginning of the show for their process. I don't trust the Steelers' process when it comes to quarterbacks. And the situation they put those guys in to develop, how much did that hurt Mason Rudolph's career? How much did that hurt Kenny Pickett's career? I think it did to some degree. It absolutely did. Now, I don't think it hurt them enough where without that they go on to be great quarterbacks. But I absolutely promise you, if you inject either one of those with truth serum, they're blaming Mike Tomlin for where their careers are at right now. 100%. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. At 93.7 The Fan, I'm at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Okay, Kabali with me for a full hour in a half hour. DeFabo next. I got to give Mike props. Mike and I have been at loggerheads before. Mike's ripped me for things, which is fine. I rip people on this show all the time, so what's fair is fair. I can't get on guys for ripping me if I'm critical of people. That wouldn't be right. Mike has this scoop on Jackson Dart, so I'm going to have him on to talk about it. That's what you do in this business. You let bygones be bygones. So he's going to join us next, but first, Charlie has a headline. Live at Studio B. Malzy off today. Hope he's feeling better. I got him sick. Just ripped right through us. Donnie's the only one who hasn't gotten it. He's got a incredible immunity to things. I've never seen him sick. Although I did hear a story about him at his engagement party. That he was so sick at his parents' house, Charlie, he passed out in the bathroom, went down like he had been shot, and like fell into the shower and broke like the faucet head right off the wall. Just down.
Fainted
from being so sick.
I've never fainted before, have you?
Had it happened to me once in my entire life. I was at a baseball camp, and I don't know if it was if I was sick or the heat, like a heat stroke situation, and literally blacked out and had a baseball go off my head that was thrown to me. The baseball didn't knock me out. I was like fainted by the time it happened. But yeah, a few minutes later, like I came to, and they were like pumping me with orange juice and like ammonia washcloths and stuff. That's like the only time. I was maybe like 10 when that happened. I mean, I've been punched so hard in the face, I've been knocked out. That doesn't really count, though. Out cold. Concussions playing sports. I've had two of those. So, yeah. All right, Mike DeFabo's joining us right now. Steelers insider from The Athletic. Hello, Mike.
What's up, Tony? How you doing?
Care to chime in on any of that?
On passing out. Well, I did. I'll out myself as a wimp a little bit. I am very squeamish when it comes to blood and needles. And Same. It's kind of funny because my dad is a doctor. So when I was playing baseball, I got a huge cortisone shot. And if you've ever gotten a cortisone shot, it's a pretty big needle. And so they give me the shot in the shoulder and I go down. And then all the nurses thought it was like the funniest thing in the world. They're calling everybody in. They're like, look, Dr. D's kid's soft. He passed out. So not only did I feel bad about passing out, but then I was being publicly shamed.
Mm. Well, congrats on this Jackson Dart scoop that he's coming in April for a visit with the Steelers. What do you think it means?
Well, I think it means that the Steelers are doing their homework on quarterbacks. You know, I wouldn't jump so far as to immediately be like, look, they're definitely taking Jackson Dart. You know, we know that they've gone to dinner with Will Howard from Ohio State. So they've done their due diligence there. We know that they took Jalen Milroe to dinner as well. They had Tyler Shough from Louisville in for a visit. And it wouldn't surprise me if they, you know, today they were at Notre Dame where Riley Leonard is. So I look at it as they're doing their homework, and I'm not sure that they would even know yet whether he's going to be their first round pick. But I think this was really newsworthy because if the Steelers are going to go for a quarterback in the first round, I think this would be the most likely candidate.
How about the timing of, oh, that's interesting too. How about the timing of you getting this information today, which I don't think is a coincidence that it's the day that Dart has his pro day and Tomlin's not down there. They have Weidel there, but it's almost like getting out in front of it to me. Like, hey, just because we didn't send our entire entourage down there doesn't mean that we're still not interested in this guy. Don't take our absence from Dart's pro day to mean that he's like down the list of quarterbacks we're interested in. Here's a little bone. He's going to be here in April and we're going to get to know him then. Your thoughts?
No, I don't think that it's that. You know, this is independent. I don't want to reveal too much, but that I don't think the Steelers, I don't think, are worried about Mike DeFabo. I'll say that.
No, I'm trying to. Well, you don't think they care about information getting out there on their interest in quarterbacks?
Well, I'll give you a little nugget, Pony, since we're buddies. I find it interesting that the Steelers took multiple Alabama football players to dinner, and for some reason, the only one that got leaked was the quarterback. So you can read into that what you want.
Ooh, interesting. Well, you said that they didn't like Jalen Milroe. Do you still feel that way?
That's kind of what I'm alluding to. I'm not saying that they don't like him. I'm saying that I would be surprised. The stuff that came out yesterday with Colin Cowherd saying, you know, that he claims that he has a source telling him that Steelers would pick Jalen Milroe in the first round. I would be surprised by that, but you never know what's going to happen. I would be surprised. That's all I'll say.
Do you think that that's like a Malik Willis red herring?
We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, so let's go back to what you said about Dart. Why do you think then that Dart, among this pool of quarterbacks, would be the most likely that they maybe step out of their comfort zone on?
Well, so you just look at the way that the draft board's going to fall, right? Yep. And Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are the top two quarterbacks. I don't think the Steelers are going to be in range to get either one of those guys just because quarterback desperation is a real thing. And I think that there's a lot of quarterback needy teams that pick before the Steelers. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Barring Shedeur Sanders sliding unexpectedly, I don't think either of those would be in range. So really the first quarterback that the Steelers would be able to make a play on realistically to me would be Jackson Dart. And you look at what he does, and there are a lot of enticing things. He makes really good second and third level throws. He has the arm strength. He's willing to push the ball downfield. He had the best yards per attempt of any quarterback in FBS last year. Now, with all that said, he's also 6'2", sturdy kind of quarterback. The knock on him right now is he played in an offense where he didn't have to make a lot of pro-level reads. A lot of his first reads were schemed open for him. So, you know, he's kind of, I would look at it as a best-case scenario if the Steelers go this route would be actually having another quarterback in place, because a lot of people believe it's going to take Jackson Dart some time to acclimate to the NFL and to work through, you know, those NFL-type reads. So, you know, I think whatever they do this season, whether that's getting Aaron Rodgers or whoever the quarterback is going to be, I think it would actually be a better situation if Jackson Dart comes into it and is able to sit for a year before becoming the guy.
Among these three hypotheticals, in Mike DeFabo's mind, which one do you think is the most likely? The Steelers take Jackson Dart with the 21st pick. The Steelers take Will Howard in the third round. Or the Steelers take Tyler Shuff in the fourth round?
The latter two. One of the latter two. But
well, I'm going to force you to pick one because that's what we do on this show.
That is tough. You radio guys force people into decisions like that. You know, I like Tyler Shuck. I just think that this team has bigger needs.
Are we doing
needs
with Shuck like J.B. Shuck, the former Pirates center fielder?
I think so. Okay. He has the toughest name. And I like him because I covered Jeff Brohm, the Louisville football coach, when he was at Purdue. And that guy's like a quarterback whisperer. And I have a lot of faith in the way that he's developed quarterbacks. So me personally, I like him the best for a couple reasons. Because you know, I'm not the biggest fan.
Because you're the same age and you think you'd get along with him?
Well, almost the same age. I'm 35. I'm older than I look. Because I think that the Steelers, you know, they've taken kind of a patient approach. You look at how they've taken, like, unsexy linemen. They're not going to be flashy, but it's a build for the future type of approach. And right now they have a glaring hole on the defensive line after letting Larry Ogunjobi go. And so I think if I were to guess and project and predict, I think Kenneth Grant from Michigan in the first round is where I think that the Steelers are headed. And if they don't get him, I think another defensive lineman would be the most likely in the first round. Then you don't have a second round pick. I'd like them to address maybe running back in the third round, maybe wide receiver. And then I think fourth round is where I personally, if I were making the decisions, would start thinking about a quarterback. The trouble is, like I mentioned earlier, quarterback desperation is real. And if you are in love with a quarterback, you usually have to draft him around earlier than you'd like to, which is the reason why guys like Will Howard are being projected in the third round and why Jackson Dart, who was considered maybe a day two kind of prospect, now all of a sudden there's a lot of buzz for him in the first round. So really the question is, are you in love with any of these guys enough that you're willing to take a big swing with them? And I think because of some of the question marks about them, if I were making the decision, I would personally wait.
All right, hypothetical number two. Grant and Harmon are gone when the Steelers are on the clock at 21. And Dart is still there, and Ashton Jeanty is two there. If you had to guess from those two guys, who do you think the Steelers would be more likely to take in that scenario?
Well, I don't think Ashton Jeanty is going to still be there, but I would take him in a second. Because
I'm not asking who Mike DeFabo would take. I'm asking who you think the Steelers would take in that spot.
I think the Steelers would take Ashton Jeanty. And I think that would be a great pick. I really do. Because people are going to say, and they're going to make a blanket statement and say, never draft a running back in the first round.
Right.
But here's my take on it. Never draft a bad running back in the first round. Never draft an average running back. But always draft a transcendent player in the first round. And if you're going to be an offense like the Steelers that ran the ball the fourth most in the NFL, it helps if the guy you're handing the football to is pretty good. And Ashton Jeanty is not just pretty good. That guy is a very high-end talent. And for that reason, I don't think he's going to get to the Steelers. But if he does, given the style of offense that they want to run and the investment in the offensive line, I think it would make a lot of sense.
Mike, I'm shocked by that. You watched that Penn State game and you thought you were watching a Hall of Fame running back?
Look, our draft analyst, Dane Brugler at The Athletic, does a fantastic job. I really trust his evaluations. I trust his evaluations. He considers him a top 10 talent, and I believe him in that regard. Look at Saquon Barkley, for example.
Point. What did he do for the Giants?
Because the Giants didn't support him the right way. And then look, as soon as he went to a team that ran the football a lot and had a fantastic offensive line, which is what the Steelers wanted to do, he looks like he's worth every single dollar and more. And the Eagles realized that, and so they paid him more this offseason. They renegotiated and made sure we're going to keep this guy. So, just because a player failed or didn't live up to expectations for the New York Football Giants, that's not really, I don't really judge things that way. And I think if you can get a transcendent player and a guy who's clearly that good, I would go for him. Now, I think the most likely thing, after I've just stumped for him, I think the most likely thing is the Steelers are in a fortunate situation where running back is a position of need, and running back is one of the strongest and deepest position groups in this draft. So they will have the fortune of, even in the third or even in the fourth round, there will be a lot of very good options, and I think that's the most likely situation. But if Jeanty's still there, I think the Steelers have to think long and hard about taking him.
The worst part about doing this job is that people like search where your takes went bad and wrong. So obviously I have to live with the Kenny Pickett thing for the rest of my life. So Now I have our listeners saying that Brugler had Will Levis as a top 10 pick a couple of years ago. We're allowed to miss a few guys.
Did Will Levis go in the top 10? When did Will Levis get drafted?
He got drafted in the second round.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Look, I mean, if Brugler got everything right, he would work for an NFL team, and he would be the highest paid executive in the NFL. We're not perfect,
well,
folks.
Drew Rosenhaus is, I think, one of the most well-respected agents, and at the Combine, you know, one of his partners was going on and on gushing about how good Dane Brugler is at his job, and I've had other scouts tell me how good Dane is at his job.
Oh, like, I love the Beast. I'm a fan of it every year. It's when I print, I basically kill an entire forest printing out his guide. Now, if they took Hampton with that pick at 21, would you murder him for it?
He's an interesting player because
That's not a no.
I talked to a running back coach from an AFC team that likes to run the football a lot, and the guy was gushing about Amarian Hampton to me and telling me that this guy is such a complete running back. So I think that the Steelers will also do their homework on Amarian Hampton. I'll put it that way.
All right. Mike, thanks for coming on with us. We'll do it again soon. Great job with the Jackson Dart Scoop.
All right. Thanks, Pony. I'll talk to you later.
You bet. Mike DeFabo. Thinks the Steelers in the right hypothetical could take Genty with the 21st pick. Kabali's basically alluded to the same thing. He's going to join us, get his thoughts on what the heck's going on with Aaron Rodgers, and if he thinks the Steelers could take Dart with the 21st pick. Much to the joy and delight of Joe Starkey, who's off this week. I don't know if he's back next week. Do you know, Charlie?
I don't know. I just push buttons.